Good morning. Reporting for WFIW News, I'm Tom Levine. It is currently 1 in Fairfield. We're looking for sunny skies today and a high around 22. I'll have more on the forecast after the news. It's time now for the news from the Mark Dinsmore Country Financial News Desk. Mark Dinsmore in Wayne City. Southwire announced it will be closing its floor manufacturing facility. According to a post on the corporate blog, Southwire said full plant operation will subside in the first quarter of 2017 and the facility will continue to operate at a limited capacity until the fourth quarter. No numbers were included as to employment levels. The company works in the bare overhead transmission market. Southwire's Power Systems and Solutions Group President Charlie Murra noted the Flora plant has been in existence since 1974. Murra wrote that as our market conditions change, we must ensure we are properly aligned to make the best use of our facilities. In addition, the company announced it will move its operations at the Southwire Dallas Customer Service Center in Arlington, Texas, to the company's newly acquired facility in Denton, Texas. This transition will begin in the first quarter of 2017, with all operations to be relocated by the end of the second quarter. Eligible employees at both of the Flora and Arlington facilities will have the opportunity to bid on open positions at other Southwire locations. Those who do not wish to transfer to another Southwire facility will be offered a severance package. WFIW News Time is 7:17.
Holzhauer Auto and Motorsports in Nashville would like to wish you a Happy New Year and thank the over 3,200 people who purchased a vehicle from us the past year. From our family to yours, thank you for the trust you put in us for your vehicle needs. If you aren't a customer, why not stop by and see why so many people choose us? Now through the end of the year, you'll save big on new Chrysler inventory during the Big Finish event. See us on Facebook or go to Holzhauer's.com. Holzhauer Auto and Motorsports, Route 127 North in Nashville.
It's been brought to our attention that because Country Mark's a co-op, some folks think they're not allowed to fill up at our stations unless they're a member. And that's just not true. While our all-American fuels are formulated to offer you better protection and greater performance, we welcome everyone's business, and all at the same great price. Because it's not just professional drivers and farmers who have a lot riding on their engines. Country Mark, get more per gallon. Available from your local Country Mark dealer.
A Wayne County jury has decided that a Wayne County man should remain behind bars as a sexually dangerous person claiming he is recovered. Edward S. Abel, 45, of Fairfield, had petitioned the court to be discharged from prison or be released on conditional discharge. Following a jury trial this week in Wayne County Circuit Court, the jury rejected Abel's contention that he is recovered and no longer a danger to society as a sex offender. Abel is currently serving his time at the Big Muddy Correctional Center near Ina. He will remain behind bars until psychiatrists and the courts determine he is no longer a danger to society. In the past, Abel was sentenced to 4 years in prison in 2006 for aggravated criminal sexual abuse and another 8 years in 2010 for the same offense. He was deemed to be sexually dangerous in December of 2012 in Wayne County. Court records indicate that his attorney filed the petition claiming recovery in February of last year. Emergency crews had to rescue a hiker at Garden of the Gods Thursday afternoon. Dispatchers got a call around 3:50 p.m. saying a man was stuck on top of the Devil's Smokestack formation. Hardin County's emergency management rappelling team responded along with Saline County Sheriff's deputies, Hardin County Sheriff's officers, and the Equality Fire Department. Nearly 2 hours later, the crews rescued Jason J. Giles, 25, of Ontario, Canada. An ambulance crew checked Giles out for injuries and exposure to the cold, but he refused medical treatment. A 27-year-old Mount Vernon man was sentenced to prison Thursday after he pled guilty in Jefferson County Court to one of two armed robbery charges. According to Special Prosecutor David Rands, Thomas Rector was sentenced to 5 years in the Illinois Department of Corrections on one of the two Class X felony counts of armed robbery in connection with a January 16, 2016 armed robbery of Jumpin' Jimmy's in Mount Vernon. The other counts were dismissed per the plea agreement. Also per the plea agreement, charges in separate cases of Class 4 felony obstruction of justice and a petition to revoke probation were dismissed. Two other men were already convicted and sentenced for the Jumpin' Jimmy's robbery. Denzel Hayes was sentenced in July of 21 years in prison, and 27-year-old Stephen Collier was sentenced to 14 years in June. The state appellate prosecutor's office assigned Rands to prosecute the case as newly seated Jefferson County State's Attorney Sean Featherston had at one time represented Rector when he was first charged. Illinois State Police District 19 Commander Captain Corey Risvit announced activity and enforcement figures for the month of December. Troopers in District 19, which includes Wabash, Edwards, Wayne, White, Hamilton, Saline, and Gallatin counties, recorded 1,128 incidents during the month. Enforcement activity consisted of 361 citations and 718 written warnings, including 205 speeding citations, 6 DUIs, 31 occupant restraint citations, 8 criminal citations, and 319 written warnings for speeding. Troopers also assisted 48 motorists, conducted 195 motor carrier safety inspections, and investigated 35 traffic crashes. There were no fatal traffic crashes investigated by District 19 during December. Moreover, 248 citations and 382 written warnings were issued for Fatal Four violations. These violations are most associated with traffic crashes and include speeding, DUI, failure to wear a seatbelt, and distracted driving. WFIW News Time is 7:22.
Decrease inflammation, lose weight, and enhance immune function with the Shape Reclaimed Diet at the Fairfield Chiropractic Clinic. Shape is safe for children, teens, and seniors struggling with excess weight and health challenges. So let Dr. Bethany Meeks help transform your life by starting you on a journey toward the change you've always wanted, the knowledge of how to correct your body's metabolism, and the promise of a healthier future. For your initial Shape Reclaimed Diet consultation, contact the Fairfield Chiropractic Clinic or visit ffchiropracticclinic.com.
As our weight increases, so does our body mass. You need a supportive mattress that will place you in the correct sleep posture. Recent research indicates poor sleep may actually lead to weight gain, so a high-quality mattress is necessary for your health. Campbell Mattress Company has developed a highly supportive and durable mattress for extra support known as the XL Support, which supports up to 600 pounds. The edge of this mattress also features highly engineered support for much easier entry and exit. Check out our XL Support mattresses at Rush Appliance and Furniture Company in Fairfield and begin to notice a difference.
Dustin Fickus of Sisti reports to the Wayne County Sheriff's Department that someone entered his home and made off with a Samsung brand 55-inch TV set, soundbar, and DVD player. The items were being leased through Rent One with a balance left of $2,879. No suspects have been developed at this time. Fairfield City Police report the arrest of Joseph B. Carmichael, 28, of Bridgeport, for driving on a revoked license. Bond set at $150 cash. Madison M. Schnepper, 22, of Fairfield, was arrested by Fairfield City Police on Thursday. Schnepper was wanted on a Wayne County warrant charging her with theft, bond $250 cash. Following a traffic stop on Wednesday, Fairfield City Police cited 27-year-old Joseph R. Rocket of North City for illegal transportation of alcohol by a driver. Rocket was cited following a traffic stop in the 600 block of South First Street. The Illinois Eastern Community College is among seven community colleges to share in $3 million in emergency funding. The money is being distributed by the Illinois Community College Board. Frontier Community College is a member of the Illinois Eastern Community College family of institutions. Each of the seven college districts will receive their share of funding amounting to $428,571 in financial support to be used for essential operations. The seven districts were chosen based on the fact that the districts with the least amount of local property tax funding will have the hardest time operating without state funding. The state of Illinois has been operating without a budget for over a year and a half. Center Street Grade School Geography B was held in the gymnasium on Friday. Winning the event was Trenton Jones, a 7th grader, and the son of Terry and Joni Jones. The runner-up was Lucas Halbert, an 8th grader, and the son of Patrick and Carrie Halbert. Trenton will take a test to determine if he's eligible to participate in the State Geography Bee. The State Geography Bee is sponsored by the National Geographic magazine. Fairfield Lions Club needs your help today. The Fairfield Lions Club will be collecting Christmas lights that no longer work. The collection site will be at the Contiki Senior Center from 9 until noon. In addition to Christmas lights, the club will also be accepting donations of eyeglasses, hearing aids, empty ink cartridges, cell phones, soda tabs, and keys. The items will be recycled, and the proceeds will be used to help fund Lions Club programs throughout the state. For over 40 years, Lions Clubs have helped raise funding for the 13 programs and services that the Lions Club of Illinois Foundation provides to communities throughout Illinois, which includes assistance for the visually and hearing impaired. Any donation made, whether big or small, is greatly appreciated. If you want more information, you can contact David Savage at the Fairfield Lions Club at 516-1229. Fairfield's First Christian Church will be hosting a free lunch this afternoon from 11 to 1. The big lunch is vegetable soup, Waldorf salad, and bread pudding. As always, lunch is free and everyone is welcome. Guests are asked to use the doors on the west side of the building. Fairfield Public Golf Course volunteers will be conducting the first of four pork burger sales, pre-season pork burger sales, today on Main Street in front of the Wayne County Courthouse. Pork burgers will be $3 and pork chops will be available for $4. Drinks will also be available for $1. Proceeds will help prepare the course to open for the new season. Time now to check the price of crude oil, brought to you by Steve Thompson, your country financial representative in West Salem. The price being paid for local crude oil is $47. It's up 25 cents from yesterday. Turning now to area desk, 92-year-old Albion resident Iva LaRue Nelson died Wednesday at Evansville. She had been a hairdresser and had taught at the Colburn Academy of Beauty Culture. She was also a member of the Women of the Moose. Survivors include her husband, Vernon Nelson of Albion, two sons, Nick Nelson of Mount Carmel, and Greg, and wife, Nancy Nelson of Albion. Three grandchildren and seven great-grandchildren also survived. Funeral services for Iva LaRue Nelson will be at noon today at the Niels Funeral Home in Albion with burial in the Graceland Cemetery. Visitation is from 10 o'clock today until the service time at the Niels Funeral Home in Albion. Memorials can be made to the Deaconess Hospital in Evansville or the Bone Gap Christian Church and will be accepted at the Niels Funeral Home in Albion. Leon W. Musgrave of Fairfield died on Wednesday at his residence. He was a brick mason. Leon is survived by two sons, Kristen Musgrave of Fairfield and Warren Musgrave of Fairfield. Three brothers, Ronnie Musgrave, Larry Musgrave, and Donnie Musgrave, all of Fairfield, and several nieces and nephews also survived. Funeral services for Leon Musgrave will be at noon today at the Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield. Visitation is from 10 o'clock until the service time at the Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home, and the Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home is in charge of all of the arrangements. 63-year-old Fairfield resident Charles Bob Masterson died Wednesday at Deaconess Hospital in Evansville. He had worked in the oil field and in masonry. There are no immediate survivors. A graveside service for Bob Masterson will be held at 11 o'clock Tuesday at the Maple Hill Cemetery. Visitation is from 9 o'clock until the service time at the Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be made to help with funeral expenses and will be accepted at the funeral home. WFIW News Time is 7:29.
Quickly improve your new year with faster internet from Wabash. Speeding up your internet is an easy resolution to achieve. It may help with your other resolutions, like reducing stress by getting rid of too slow internet and have more fun with a better streaming experience. Get up to 1 gig with Wabash Fiber. Call 662-3636 now for a speedier 2017. Service availability and internet speed will depend on location. Contact us for details.
Turning now to area sports and boys high school basketball, it was South Central over Sisney, 51-50. In the JV game, Sisney defeated South Central 32-29. Also, Edwards County beat Johnson City 64-56. Johnson City won the JV game there 63-47. Around the area, El Dorado beat Carmi White County 48-32. Christopher over Hamilton County 59-48. It was Waltonville over Weber 55-42. Grayville topped Clay City 71-39. It was Beecher City over North Clay 80-65. Robinson beat Flora 68-54. Marshall over Alney 59-54. Red Hill over Newton 72-66. Murfreesboro over Harrisburg 56-41. In boys junior high basketball, Fairfield beat Belleville Central 41-37. Don't forget coaches' comments today at 9 o'clock on WFIW FM 104.9. Bruce Dickey will be interviewing Sisney High School basketball coach Adam Ellis. Coach's comments is also available online at WFIWradio.com. Coach's comments is sponsored in part by Embroidery & More and Fairfield's Subway. High school boys basketball at 6:15. Fairfield is at Red Hill tonight. Listen as the Mules take on the Salukis, starting with the Rush Appliance and Furniture Company pregame show at 7:30 on WFIW-FM 104.9. It's also online at WFIWradio.com. At 5 o'clock, Patoka is at Wayne City, and you can hear the Indians take on the Warriors, starting with the Indians pregame show at 6:20 on WOKZ 105.9. Live broadcasts are also archived at NetworkOneSports.com. High school wrestling at 9 o'clock. Murdale Tournament is at Carbondale. Junior high boys basketball at 5 o'clock. At the St. Rose Shootout, Fairfield will face Breeze. Junior high girls basketball at 2 o'clock. Wayne City is at Field. Big Ten basketball, Illinois is at Indiana today, tip-off at 4. Listen tonight as the Fighting Illini play the Hoosiers in Big Ten Conference play at the Assembly Hall in Bloomington, Bloomington, Indiana, that is. Our broadcast starts with the Fighting Illini pregame show at 3 o'clock on WFIW AM 1390. In national sports, in the NBA, Washington beat Minnesota 112-105. It was Houston over Orlando 100-93. Boston beat Philadelphia 110-106. Cleveland downed Brooklyn 116-108. New York over Milwaukee 116-111. The Lakers beat Miami 127-100. It was Memphis outlasting Golden State 128-119 in overtime, and the Clippers beat Sacramento 106-98. National Hockey League had the Chicago Blackhawks doubling up Carolina 2-1. Florida beat Nashville 2-1. It was Toronto over New Jersey 4-2. Colorado outlasted the Islanders 2-1 in overtime. It was Vancouver over Calgary 4-2. And Anaheim beat Arizona 3-2 in overtime. Now here's the WFIW Fairfield area weather for today. Sunny skies and a high of 22. Clear skies tonight, a low of 8, and mostly cloudy skies tomorrow. Tomorrow's high, 25. Outlook for Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, mostly cloudy on Monday, a high of 40 and low of 30. Scattered showers Tuesday, a high of 55 and low of 30, and showers are likely on Wednesday. Wednesday's high, 48, with a low of 40. Yesterday in Fairfield, the high temperature was 17, the overnight low, 0. It's currently 1 in Fairfield, and reporting for WFIW News, I'm Tom Levine.